Lila Nishmas Henyabas Yitzchak Isaac. Habehema v'hakelim karagli habaylim. Both animals and clothing, when it comes to tchumen on Shabbos, just like a person can't go past 2,000 amos, so too, his clothing, his animals also cannot go past 2,000 amos, and it would be the same directions that he cannot go. So for example, if a person makes an Erev, and he puts this Erev 2,000 amos, a little less than 2,000 amos away from where he's staying now, so that Erev becomes not just his Shvisa, where he's staying and encamping on Shabbos, but also his animals and his Kalim too, that if his animal happens to be out, somebody's walking his animal around over there, he can only go 2,000 amos in every direction from that place. So if, let's say, a guy does not put an Erev anywhere, and his animal goes off with somebody else that has an Erev Tchumen, let's say a little less than 2,000 amos away from the city, that person cannot go any further because this animal goes by the owner, and the owner is in the city, and he can only go 2,000 amos in each direction, and if it stops where your Erev is, you can't go any further than that because it belongs to the Baal, and it goes like the Baal. However, if a person gives over his behema to his son or his shepherd, the shepherd is not one specific shepherd for the city that everybody would designate and give their animal over to and designate him as their shepherd, then it goes after the shepherd. Rather, it could have been multiple shepherds, and before Yontif, he didn't know who was going to be the shepherd, and also his son. It's not the derech that they would give over full rishus over to his son, to just have total control over what he's giving, whether it's the animal or the clothing. So this also stays in the jurisdiction of the owner, and wherever the owner can go, let's say the owner will call him Mary, his lamb was sure to go. That's all it can, that it can only go where the owner went. However, the Mishnah continues, if, however, there were kalim, let's say clothing that were specific to one of the brothers in the house, even though he doesn't technically own it, since it was designated for him, it goes after where he can go. But if it's not specific to one of the brothers, it can only go to the place that they can all go. So for example, if some of the brothers make an Erev 1900 amos, let's say away from the city, and he doesn't make an Erev, so their Erev prevents him, let's say they were on the east, their Erev prevents him from going on the west, which he normally could go. And on the flip side, they cannot go further to the east because of his Erev, where he is now in the regular city.